anyway. Let me ask you, do you have a balcony there on at your where you live, a balcony? Over?
Affirmative, and that's what I have my antennas on, is I got one on a metal table and one on a cookie sheet. The one for on the cookie sheet is 2 meter and 440 currently, and then the other one is 220 because I do not have a tri-band radio. I'm waiting for the new Kenwood to come along. I've got the D75 handheld, but I'm waiting for that 750 to where I can actually have all three bands on one antenna. Over to you, Sam.
Okay, you know, the idea that I heard done, and I've even done it, is a tri-band antenna, which would be the Comet 333 for me, double-shielded coax, which is the glue that makes it work, tied into a tri-band antenna, or a tri-band radio. That's all you need. You got it taken care of right then and there. Now, if not, a 50-watt 220 radio, a 333 mounted there on your balcony. I know other people have done it, and it works out pretty good for them. So I don't know if that would be something you might be interested in. The Comet 333 antenna is only 10 foot 2 inches. And I would suggest that when you get them, and you open them up, and you try to put them together, that you lay down a white towel underneath, because the set screws that you're going to use to make a connection are like microscopic. And if you drop one in the carpet or somewhere, you're never going to find it unless you got a great big magnet. So if it drops in a white towel, you can find it easier. I'm telling you, they are tiny. I put maybe 10, 15 of these comments together. So I set up for it so it doesn't rule me. I like to rule it. So just some suggestions and pass them over. And that's what amateur radio is all about, is one amateur passing a lot of good intel to the other operator to learn from. So just some techniques I've already learned that I wouldn't like to see anybody have a problem with. Go ahead, Stephen, W9SM, Dayton, Ohio.